Countdown is presented by the Yamaha DXR Series.
Hey everybody, we are backstage at the Bridgestone in Nashville. I'm with Tommy Thayer of KISS. Yeah, Tommy, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's great to be here. I mean, it's great to have you guys here in our little backyard.
Yeah, a little backyard indeed. Man, I was reading about your signature amp and the charitable tie-in on that. First, tell me about the amp. Yeah. And tell me about the philanthropy that you tied into that.
This is the Hughes and Kettner Tommy Thayer signature duotone. I've done this amp for about 8 years now, and Hughes and Kettner has done a fine job. They've been a great supporter, and obviously I love the amp a lot because I'm still playing it 8 years later
right.
and haven't replaced it with something else.
Now, when you started with KISS, were you on a Marshall at that point?
Yeah, I think, well, I've been 12 years plus now, and at first it was a Marshall, like a 900 series amplifiers, but these are great, and it's just something that there's something sweet and really robust, but very ballsy about the way these sound, and I'm really, really happy. It's a two-channel amp, and I just mainly use the overdrive channel.
And no effects.
No effects, actually. Yeah. Occasionally, I might put an effect into the loop. We were doing Christine 16 recently, so I had an octave divider that my tech manually operated for me during the guitar solo because there was an octave effect on the guitar solo. But other than that, very little or no effects. And
boy, that's great, man.
That's always been more my philosophy. It's been about keeping it really simple and, you know, right down to the pure basic essence of what I'm doing.
Yeah, nowhere to hide, just great guitar playing, man.
Sure.
That's great.
So, but these are great amps, and you had asked about the charitable part. All the royalties that I make on these amps, I donate directly to the Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
How great.
Which is a charitable cause I really believe in, and children's health and all that sort of thing is really important. So that's worked out good, and I've been able to give them the royalties, and so everybody's happy.
How great, man. And are you running these into what kind of cabinet do you?
Well, you know, we have these KISS custom cabinets. They're 412s, much like a Marshall, but actually now on this tour, before I started the tour, I did some A-B-ing, and I'm actually using a couple Engel cabinets up there
now.
Don't tell the guys in Hughes and Kettner, but I am using an Engel cabinet.
They might find out.
We have a guy on our crew, he's actually my guitar tech, a former guitar tech. He works with Engel, and he convinced me that it has a nice sound. And we A-B'd him, and it did sound good. So, but it's all about the Hughes and Kettners, and I'm really super happy. And you know, they're great road dogs. They've held up well, and I've got a bunch of them. I use two of them at a time out here on the road. So
loud and proud.
Yeah. Other than that, we just got, you know, the wireless units. We've got four channels here, and then a switcher to go between the channels. You know, basically I'm on number one almost the whole time. Mm-hmm. If there's an emergency, I'll go to number two, but I have my guitar strap with the pack. It's actually underneath my outfit. It's kind of woven in, so I stick with the same strap and the same pack for the whole show, actually, and so I'm on channel one. But other than that, it's very, very straight ahead. We just got, you know, tuners and things like that, so.
Awesome.
But we're just good to go.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's talk about your guitars.
Sure. Well, you know, maybe the first thing we'll talk about, I got a brand new, couple new Les Pauls today from the Gibson Custom Shop.
Ooh,
this
nice.
This is a new one here. This is a metallic white.
So you haven't even played it. You literally just got this.
Just got it. First time in my hands right now, almost. But I just tried it out. And so you can see it's a beautiful metallic white. It's like an alpine white.
Wow.
With the three-ply binding. So it's very kind of a little more subtle on the binding. I didn't want it to look too blocky. And then I don't know if you can see on camera, but all the parts are chrome, pick guard, everything. And we just put this pickup in because I'm trying a new pickup today, so it's not supposed to be the cream open pickup like that, because I think I'm going to cover it. But anyway, that's why that looks like that right now. But this is a guitar that's really cool, and I'm looking forward to playing it on stage tonight.
That's very cool, man. Yeah, that's great. So did you pre-order it, or was this something Gibson surprised you with when you arrived?
No, I actually pre-ordered specifically. You know, I made a list of exactly what I wanted, and they're so great that you know, it takes a couple months to put them together, but I told them specifically the paint, binding, all the parts, you know, everything about it, the neck, feel and everything like that.
Beautiful.
Down to all the details. So it's.
Do you change guitars like every song or?
Actually, I don't. I could probably stick with one guitar the whole night. I'm not one of the guys that switches. I have to have a different guitar for every song.
Yeah.
It's very simple, very straightforward, traditional approach. So if a guitar is staying in tune, I might use it for almost the whole set. It just depends.
Yeah.
But if you want to hold that occasionally,
yeah,
though, I'll pull out the Explorer just for a different look. This is a Gibson Custom Shop.
Oh, beautiful.
Silver Sparkle Explorer. And I've had this 5 or 6 years now. I had a couple of them made by the Gibson Custom Shop, but
let me hand this off.
It's a great...
that makes me nervous. It's brand
great,
new.
Great guitar. You know, it's a very, Kiss...
Totally.
Looking guitar for the stage, and this again has all the chrome parts, and it's more of a silver sparkle, as you can see. So
is the tone pretty similar to your Les Pauls?
You know, they're similar. I think that Explorers, and from my experience, Explorers and the Flying V's and things like that, they have a little more of a mid-range honk to them, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And SGs kind of go a little more that direction too. Sometimes, I mean. The Les Paul seem to be a little more full-bodied.
Yeah, totally.
And so it's a nice change sometimes because these things have a certain kind of honk to them that's really nice.
Yeah, they really cut.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing.
You've always been like a Les Paul guy.
Yeah, pretty much, going all the way back to Black and Blue and, you know, in the 80s. I played Strat guitars a little bit here and there in the old days, but not anymore. I've always been a real Les Paul devotee.
Yeah, it's a great fit, man. You sound great on them, and it's for this gig, it's just so iconic, you know.
This is my guitar that I've been using for the last couple of years. As you can see, it's a Tobacco Sunburst, Custom Shop Standard. Great sounding guitar. I've been using it as my number one guitar on this tour, but I think we're going to get that white one in there now.
Beautiful.
And I've just switched over a few weeks ago to these Seymour Duncan pickups.
Hmm.
I think they're JBs or something, aren't they? And I like the open cream look. It's kind of cool.
Classic.
It's kind of classic. And great guitar. This has been my number one. So we'll see how it goes tonight with the new one.
Yeah. So is that like a 59 reissue kind of?
Yeah, it would be more of a 59 kind of thing. Some of my older Les Pauls have more of the 1960s profile neck, but this is more 59, and that one's even, the white one's even a little more so that way,
I think
too.
The serial number's 57.
Yeah, so. Anyway, I'm kind of liking having a little more meat on the neck these days, to be honest with you, so.
Yeah.
So.
Do you get any kind of hand fatigue with the bigger necks, or does that?
No, I don't, actually. I've got fairly good sized hands anyway, and I never had a problem with that kind of stuff at all.
Huh.
Yeah.
For those of you watching at home, that's a bunch of girls yelling at Tommy.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's part of the gig.
Perks of the road.
That's too cool, man.
So that's that's the rundown. It's pretty straight ahead, and I'm a traditionalist, and I like to keep things simple, and I think tone wise, to me the best guitar sounds are when you plug a great guitar into a great amp.
Right.
And that gets you there without any other, anything in between, so
right.
to speak.
Well, Tommy, you're a great player, man. I really appreciate you meeting with us today. And, you know, congrats, and have a great tour.
My pleasure. It's great to have you guys here, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight. We're in Nashville, by the way.
In Nashville,
and,
that's right.
It's going to be sold out, and this place, another hour or two, is going to be packed. So
there's
a few people up there right now.
Yeah, it's going to get crazy. Okay. John Bolger, peace out. Okay, we're with Gene Simmons Tech, Jason Lemire. This is Jason's last day on the gig.
Moving on.
Moving on. Jason, let the good people see your handsome face. There, hey. Jason, tell me about this rig.
Well,
what the God of Thunder plays.
We've recently, in the last, I guess about 6 months ago, we completely redid the rig and changed it. We were using Ampeg, and they were just getting old and tired, and they no longer make the amps that we were using. So it was time to kind of move on and to do something different, a little more modern. So it's still, you know, real simple. It's just a simple signal flow. It comes into the wireless, Shure wireless. Then we go to the radial JD7 switcher, and then we're going to split the signal from there. So we're taking the direct out right into the Tech 21 Sans amp, which is, you know, that's a real gritty dirt tone that basically just goes to Gene's ears, doesn't go anywhere in the house at all. So he's the only one that really hears that DI. They take a feed to the front of house, but it's real, real light in the house mix. And then, you know, from there, it's going to go from the direct, you know, out of the switcher into the compressor. So then we're coming up.
Okay, who makes this compressor? It's the Empress?
Empress, yeah. So we're splitting the signal, you know, basically it's coming out of the switcher, the radial JD7, into the compressor. You know, the Empress compressor, which I said, like, basically just using it for sustain, to add a little more sustain to the basses, not so much squashing the signal. And it's just simply straight right into the new Tech 21, their 1969 heads. It's a all solid state head, but it really, really has the sound of a tube amp. They've really done a really good job of getting that tone that you always want with a tube.
Right.
But it's hard to get from solid state. Well, they figured out a way to get it. And so it's the reliability of the solid state.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to have to switch tubes. It's going to sound the exact same every night. I don't have to let it warm up. I can literally turn this rig on, hit on, play it. It's going to sound the same the whole night.
That's great.
Where, you know, a lot of times with the older Ampegs, it's going to take, you know, I got to turn it on 1 hour, 2 hours before the show. And then by the end of the show, because we drive it really hard, we drive the amps really hard, the tone has changed. Just because those tubes are so hot and the capacitors are so hot, it just doesn't sound as good. So that's it. The only other really thing that we do is we come out of the effect loop of the JD7 and we use the Strymon, their tape delay echo pedal for the Gene Solo.
Oh, cool.
We've kind of gone back and forth. We use a full tone tape delay, and we kind of, depending on where we are, we'll switch it back and forth, but there's always something coming through the effects loop, which is a tape delay or a tape delay simulator for the Solo when he does the God of Thunder.
Now, what kind of cabinets are you running into?
Ampeg 8x10s, just standard.
And they're on stage?
They're up on stage. He's super, super loud, so we point it backwards just to kind of cut the stage volume a little bit for the other guys.
Many?
Just one. We're running just one cab, one main, one backup. So this rig is basically, that's all it really is. It's like, come out of the wireless, this is the main Sans amp, that's a backup. You know, this is the main head, that's a backup. So if one were to fail, it's literally just take the plug out and go in. So it's a real simple rig.
And you're handling the delay when he's doing his solo?
Yeah, it's just kind of a speeding up the tape and slowing it down.
Oh, cool.
You know, depending on what he's doing.
Weird sounds.
Yeah. So we try to make it as consistent every night, but there's never been two nights the same.
Yeah.
It's always different.
Very cool. Okay, tell me about this bad boy.
Well, there's basically two styles of basses that Gene plays. The GS Axe Punisher, you know, he owns his company. And this is the main bass for the show. It's just a black Punisher with a white, you know, the little white trim. And it's real simple. It's just two EMG active pickups just hardwired right to the volume knob. So we get rid of the pickup selector, we get rid of the input jack underneath, and I just hardwire, you know, so it's literally two pickups right to the volume knob. And so that's the main Punisher does the meat of the show.
Now, does the production model come with these iHook?
No, the production model comes like, the production models will come standard where all three pickups are active. There'll be a, you know, a pickup selector, and the input jack will be here, and then a tone knob here.
Yeah.
But for Gene, it's just all we want is the loud growl, and the less stuff for him to bang into, the better.
And that cover, he keeps it on there, huh?
Keeps it on there, yeah. You know, you'll see he bangs these things and beats them up pretty good. And the reason they have the eye hooks is his strap is built into his costume.
Oh.
And it's the quickest way to get the basses off. I'll show you the strap. So yeah, so the strap will feed into his costume, so it'll be fed in through under his cape. So we literally use the same strap and same cable every night. So we use these dog clips, collar clips. That's where they have the eye hooks, so you can get the basses in and out without having to move the strap.
Very cool.
And then we use the Neutrik, you know, noise canceling.
Oh.
Jack, so when he yanks it out, it doesn't
go
kaboom.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good.
Yeah, and those studs were forged in hell, right?
In hell. So this is another one of his Punishers. We do like a limited runs of these chrome. Sometimes it'll be silver like this, sometimes it'll be just gold. This specific bass was made for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if we were gonna perform at it.
Cool.
But all the politics that went there kept that from happening. So this bass was specifically made to play if they did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. So now we just keep it in the vault and we'll we'll use it for somebody, or somebody will buy it as a stage plate.
Yeah, you know, Gene very cool.
Gene plays, you know, people can, you know, go to his website and purchase a stage plate
from
bass.
The show.
Yeah, so.
So is he like one show and done?
One show and done. Like, I'll build it that morning, we'll build it that morning, and then they usually either get a Punisher for the encore or an Axe, the one he'll bleed on. You know, so we'll come off stage, you know, I'll put it to the side. The people will come get at the end of the show, Gene will autograph it to them, and then it's theirs. So it's kind of a neat thing.
What do those sell for?
I think they're 10 grand, right around there.
Wow.
And we usually do about one, if not every night, every other night.
Wow.
So we do a lot. People like them. So then this is the bass that everybody always kind of equates with Gene.
Iconic, man.
Yeah, the GS Axe. But you can see this is one that's been modified. So it's, you know, this would have been the pickup selector here. This would have been the tone knob. And then the input would be underneath here. That's where, how they come from the factory. But like, yeah. I said before, we hardwire it and just let him go, you know. And with his costume, it doesn't work really to have the cable in the back.
Yeah.
It gets snagged on his boots. It gets snagged on his codpiece. So it's, you got to have the input in the front for him. So, and that's, you know, that's the Axe. And same thing, it's got the dog clips, you know, to get it in and out. So this is the bass that'll be covered in blood tonight.
Very cool, man.
There you have it.
Hey, well, thanks so much for
your
help,
man.
Of course, thank you. Yeah, hey, best of luck on your new venture.
Thank you very much.
Kiss life.
I know, it's going to be strange.
We're here with Francis. This is Paul Stanley's guitar tech, longtime guitar tech. In fact, a man so famous, he has his own
action figure. Not a lot of people can say that.
No, you and a few pro wrestlers and Kiss.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, man. Sit somewhere in between there, the pro wrestlers and Kiss.
Yeah. Hey, man, tell us about Paul's favorite guitars.
Paul's guitars on this 2014 Kiss Def Leppard tour are Washburn PS 2012 Starfires. Resembles the classic look of classic guitar he played back in the day.
Yeah.
And this would be his main guitar, a big metal flake, speedboat metal flake guitar. Seymour Duncan, Custom 5, and a 59 in the neck. And it's pretty straight up, solid piece of mahogany. It's got this great classic looking tailpiece, which really makes it ring nice.
Wow, it does.
Yeah, it's got these are great sounding guitars. And all the guitars are identical, same pickup configuration, same wood, just different colors.
Now,
so this is his main guitar, which he plays the majority of the night.
Now the production models, do they come with those same pickups, or are those?
You know what? Funny enough, these guitars started out with mini humbuckers.
Oh, kind of like the Firebirds.
Kind of like those classic guitars. And we wanted to change the sound a little bit, and we started routing them for humbuckers. So I don't know if the custom shop I'm sure they make it if someone requested it.
Yeah.
But standard on this guitar is mini humbuckers.
Cool.
So I guess you'd have to order from the custom shop with humbuckers, full size humbuckers. But yeah, all of his guitars are exactly the same.
Awesome.
So that's the main. This is a backup. Pretty similar, except that it's just black. Okay. And
can you talk about this guy, or is that under wraps? Is that
I can talk about it. I think it's not a secret. Paul's contract with Washburn was up, and he renewed his contract with Ibanez. So probably by the end of this year, beginning of next year, NAMM will probably be the launch of Paul going back to the what he's probably most known for, the PS10. Model.
Cool. Is it called the Iceman? Was that?
Well, the Iceman is the shape of the guitar. This model is called a PS10. Really, the only difference is the Iceman has two volumes and two tones, like a Les Paul configuration, mm-hmm. where this is a neck volume, a bridge volume, and a master tone. But pretty identical to an Iceman. This particular model is a new old stock guitar that we had in the warehouse from the 95-96 reunion.
Oh, wow.
When they first started and before he went with Washburn. So this is an older guitar, but when they come out with the new PS10 model, it's going to be identical to this. They're not changing anything on it. I think they're probably going to change the pickup configuration to what we're currently using, mm-hmm. which this one is, a Custom 5 and a 59 in the neck. But everything else is classic Ibanez. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be rolling with next year.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that's about as simple as it gets. Can we talk about his amp rig?
We can talk about his amp rig.
Awesome. Okay, Francis, tell us about Paul's amp rig.
Okay, Paul's amp rig. These are custom angles that we have that are based off the Richie Blackmore signature head, but they have a few mods and tweaks and different tubes in them than the Richie Blackmore signature head. And Angle made them specifically for us. It's not a production head. They put the little Paul Stanley signature and the icon
cool.
on there for us. But it's based off the Richie Blackmore, but it's got EL34s in it and a few little mods and tweaks and stuff like that. Great, great sounding heads. Angle makes, great sounding heads and really reliable. I mean, we haven't had any issues with them at all.
And what kind of cabinets are you running into?
We run into Marshall 412s with vintage 30s. Hmm. Yeah.
Are they vintage cabs or newer?
No, they're newer cabs with just vintage 30 speakers in it. We run two. We run this head runs into a 412 that's in an ISO box. That way the sound's consistent every day. It's controlled. Get the same sound as opposed to we run the second head into a live cabinet on the stage behind the set, which with ambient can sound different every day. So
cool. But, so these between are both the two, running
yep,
all the time.
Both running in conjunction with a Sans amp. Hmm. Sans amps great. They sound great. The main reason we use it, it's a safety. It's a backup. If God forbid both heads were to go down, he'll still have sound. Front of house will still have sound.
Yeah.
We can finish a show. But we use it a lot for when he flies out the front of house to do Love Gun, so there's no signal loss and slap back at front of house. He's got a direct signal from the Sans amp.
Yeah, it's immediate.
Then all of that stuff. Okay, that works. Fog is rolling.
Yeah.
It's like a Boston morning with a. Or in California, we call it June gloom.
That's good. Okay, so the signal flow starts with the Shure wireless.
Yep, Shure wirelesses go into the splitter, which is, it doesn't get any simpler than this. Because when you're, as I said earlier, when you're that good, like the great Paul Stanley, you don't need a lot of pedals and effects and stuff. You just make it happen right here.
Yeah.
So the wirelesses are going into the splitter. 1, 2, 3, 4, those are my four wireless channels. It's real easy. To the amps, the angle number one, which is my ISO box, angle number two, which is my live, my Sans amp. That's it.
So there's literally no pedals at all?
There's no pedals, there's no effects, there's no tracks. It's all live.
Man, rock and roll, that's great. This noise suppressor, are you doing anything with
that? I did have a noise suppressor. This is new to this tour. I just got one of these. I was using a Voodoo Labs switcher for the amps and a Whirlwind thing. This eliminated all of that, and there's so many options on this that I don't need this noise suppressor. Oh. You can do it all with this radio. They make the best stuff,
Wow.
We obviously all use radios in some capacity in our rigs.
Yeah.
And so this is new to this tour for me. I got it and I couldn't be happier with it. It sounds amazing.
Man, that's great.
It makes everything work easier.
Yeah, I love that. Just a simple.
If that could be possible.
Yeah.
If it could be possible, this is easier.
That's great.
But most of the show is focusing on the show. This gear is pretty dialed in. I've had these heads for the last couple of years and they're super consistent. And our sound is great. And. It's really about the organized chaos that goes on there for 2 hours, for us right now.
Hey, Francis, thanks, man.
All right. Enjoy the show, guys.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.